This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The owner of Whole Foods is profiting from the sales of Antifa terrorism gear and books. We call them murder books that celebrate and promote the mass murder of anybody who believes in America, believes in the Republic, or believes in democracy. You know, Antifa, by the way, has just been designated a domestic terrorism group by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. And remember when Amazon banned all sales of anything that had a Confederate flag on it? Even though there was no Confederate terrorism group, the Confederate flag was deemed to be a symbol of hatred and racism and bigotry, even though that's not at all what it stands for, although a few KKK types, neo-Nazi types, did use the flag in part of their distorted symbolism, but that's not the flag. That's not what it originally stood for, of course. Anyway, Amazon banned all sales of the Confederate flag. And even children's toys that showed the flag, like the Dukes of Hazzard, what was it called? The General Lee, that car from the Dukes of Hazzard that had a Confederate flag on top. They banned the sales of that toy because it said, oh, it was hatred. Well, guess what? If you go onto Amazon.com, and Amazon owns Whole Foods now, and you search for Antifa, which is supposed to stand for anti-fascist, but it's actually anti-America. It should be anti-am, by the way. You'll find that they're selling murder books, guides that celebrate left-wing communist terrorism and genocide and mass murder, bombing government buildings, torturing people, on and on. And this is being openly sold by Amazon, which is the owner of Whole Foods. What this means is that if you shop at Whole Foods, you support mass suffering, death, murder, radical left-wing violence, domestic terrorism, and the wholesale killing of conservatives or Trump supporters, Americans, anybody who loves the American flag, anybody who loves the Republic, anybody who loves the Constitution, you are openly supporting the killing of those people by shopping at Whole Foods because it's all the same company now. It's all the same company. And let's face it, Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, in addition to Amazon and in addition to Whole Foods, Jeff Bezos has recently emerged as one of the most evil globalists on the planet, one of the most evil, insidious people who hates America, who despises freedom and liberty. And I'm willing to bet you he's going to go back on the Whole Foods promise to label GMOs. Remember back in 2013, we covered this on Natural News, Whole Foods, under a lot of pressure from clean food activists and organic food people, Whole Foods promised, oh, they would label all GMOs in their stores, right? Remember that? But they would do it by the year 2018. Well, that's almost here. It's only, less than 6 months away at this point. And now Jeff Bezos buys Whole Foods. I bet you he's gonna take back that promise, and he's basically gonna default on the whole setup. And he's going to not label GMOs, and they're going to give some excuse like, oh, it's under new ownership now. We didn't agree to that. Yeah, because the whole thing was BS to begin with, because Whole Foods never really intended to label GMOs. Whole Foods has been selling unlabeled GMOs since the day it opened its doors. Whole Foods products, the things that it sells, are full of glyphosate and toxic heavy metals, as I've documented in my laboratory. Whole Foods has been selling supplements containing mercury, lead, cadmium, tungsten, all kinds of toxic substances, and that doesn't even count all the other pesticides and herbicides that are in products at Whole Foods and the food buffet at Whole Foods. Whole Foods has been a massive scam for a very long time. They've charged people ridiculously high prices while pretending to sell clean, healthy food. And a lot of people believed it. They even trained their employees to lie to customers and say, oh, we don't sell any GMOs. You know, the Organic Spies group has it all on video. We published the videos from Organic Spies. And the videos showed all these Whole Foods employees. We don't sell any GMOs. No, we don't have any GMOs at all. None in the whole store. Total lie. Just like the way the Washington Post lies about everything. The Washington Post is fake news, just like CNN is fake news. The Washington Post lies about Trump. It fabricates fake sources, fake quotes, fake facts, pushes it all out as if it's news. That's the Washington Post. And Whole Foods is fake organic, you know, fake clean food. It's not clean. Jeff Bezos profits from the selling of GMOs and glyphosate saturated foods, and now left-wing terrorist swag and murder books. This is what Whole Foods and Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post are all about. And the Washington Post even celebrates Antifa, even though they are a domestic terrorism group, even though they're rooted in extreme violence, even though they are a danger to peace and a danger to civility in our society. They are extremely, extremely dangerous. But they're celebrated by the Washington Post, celebrated by Jeff Bezos, who's now making money off of domestic terrorism. He should be arrested for that. He is complicit. He is a co-conspirator in this domestic terrorism racket that's being pushed by the Washington Post and supported by Amazon. And again, if you shop at Whole Foods, you are in bed with all of this. You are bankrolling it. If you shop at Whole Foods, you are, in essence, financially rewarding the same terrorists who put spikes in their baseball bats, and they go bash heads, and they try to murder and kill people, and they call for the murder of people who have speech that they don't agree with. They don't believe in free speech. They believe in violence. This is the same radical communist extreme left that pulled off the Cultural Revolution in China, who worked under Stalin, who worked as brown shirts in the Third Reich. These are the same people who have committed mass murder throughout world history because that's how they get their way. They don't believe in due process. They don't believe in law and order. They don't believe in free markets. They don't believe in democracy. They believe in a totalitarian society that they dominate and they control. And now Amazon and Whole Foods are on board with that entire agenda. I mean, did you ever think you would see the day when Whole Foods was tied to support of domestic terrorism, violence, calls for mass murder, bombing government buildings, calls for the mass execution of Christians and Trump supporters and white people? I mean, the racism and bigotry on the left is so far out of control. They have become the worst racists, the worst bigots. They have the worst intolerance imaginable. That's the left. That's Whole Foods. That's Amazon. That's Jeff Bezos. That's the Washington Post. These people are insane, and they are violent, and they are dangerous. Don't shop at Whole Foods. If you do, you are bankrolling left-wing radical terrorists and instigators of violence who have been designated domestic terrorist groups by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security at this point. So stop shopping at Whole Foods. Stop shopping at Amazon.com. Stop reading the Washington Post, if you read it anymore anyway, unless you just enjoy fiction. And start supporting local health food companies or health food stores or grocery stores that have organics and so on. Do that instead. Just boycott Whole Foods forever because they hate America. They always have. They've been lying to you the whole time. Their food is heavily contaminated. It's toxic stuff. They don't do lab testing like we do. You know, at the Health Ranger store, we lab test everything. Whole Foods doesn't do that. They have been knowingly selling heavy metals contaminated products to their customers for years. I met with one of their executives in Austin, and I handed them the lab data, and they ignored it. They have known they're selling toxic products to their customers for years to damage their brains, by the way, to damage their brains so that they can be indoctrinated and propagandized by the Washington Post, for example. I mean, look, it's all one big group. They hate intelligence. They hate rationality. They hate individualism. They hate America. And they hate anybody who can think for themselves. And so Jeff Bezos is using Amazon and Whole Foods to mass poison the population, and then the Washington Post to indoctrinate people with fake news, totally false, fabricated stories, made up sources, fake quotes, everything imaginable. They are the enemy of this country. They are the enemy of America. And until we start treating them like the enemy of America, they're just going to keep destroying this country, destroying the people, destroying rationality, and destroying the entire organic industry, by the way, which I'll cover in another podcast. Check out my website, naturalnews.com, and be sure to hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. I'll bring you more on this as it unfolds. But right now, the answer is boycott everything that Jeff Bezos touches. He is an evil, globalist, anti-American piece of garbage. And he needs to be roundly rejected by everyone.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.